Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Happy day before New Year's Eve, and happy listening to The Bob Hope Show. This is episode number 417 of the series, and it originally aired on May 3rd, 1949. Here now is Bob Hope, with his special guest, Lucille Ball.
Better break swan soap, lady. You get a better break. You get a better break. You get a better break with a cake of swan.
From Hollywood, California, Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Swan, bring you the new Bob Hope Swan Show.
Well, I swan.
Me too.
So do I.
How about you?
With our great singing star, Doris Day, our guest, Lucille Ball, a new singing sensation, Bill Farrell, Irene Ryan, the Four Hits and a Miss, the new Les Brown Band, and yours truly, Hi Averback.
We get a better break with Swan, how about you?
Yes, how about you?
Who, me? I just got back from a 10,000-mile tour. We traveled so fast, I didn't even have a chance to get a haircut.
Say, your hair is long.
You said it. When I got off the plane, a reporter came up to me and said, when are you going to marry Ali Khan?
And now, Bob Hope's Swan's Eye View of the News. Moscow, Russia.
Moscow, Russia, oh yes. This week... It's nice to have the right script in your hand. This week, in order to increase the circulation of money and expand business, the Soviet government employed magazines, radios, and billboards in launching a vast advertising campaign in the manner of the American businessman. Yes, sir, the Russians are now advertising just like we do. Imagine a signboard with a big picture of Joe Stalin, and underneath it says, I'm lovely, I'm engaged, I lux out my mustache and Drano. They're copying a lot of our products in Russia. They even got a drink called Vodka Cola. You drink a bottle, grab a smudge pot, and do your own skywriting. And Russian advertising has even adopted some of the American slogans. Now they got smoke on Lucky Strike Ichkas and feel your level worst. Two lifesavers, don't be an unpleasant peasant, and use Stanislavski's girdles. They lift the blockade. And the Russians have a new car in the market, the Stalin V8. Instead of a bumper in front, it's got a mustache, and underneath the hood, there's no motor, just Molotov on a treadmill. Even though the Russians can buy all sorts of products, they're still not allowed to be too happy. They got a thing called Kremlin candies. They're something like lifesavers, only there's no flavor, no taste, no sugar. Kremlin candies just sit on your tongue and look stupid. Lately, the Soviet government has been copying our methods of making breakfast cereals, too. Of course, the Russians have everything a little mixed up. They've been putting the cereal in the bowl and shooting the people out of guns. They've modernized the political advertising over there, too. The government just started running a new ad. It's a picture of two chairs with a man sitting on one of them and a sign underneath, which twin disagreed with Stalin?
Hollywood, California.
After 2 weeks on the road doing another series of personal appearances, the Bob Hope Swan Troupe returned home here today. I've been away from home so long that when my little boy opened the door this morning, he said, we don't want any Fuller brushes, and slammed the door in my face. Then I knocked again and told him I was his father, and he slammed the door in my face again. But what a trip. Our plane made a perfect 4-point landing. It's the last time I put my head out of the window on the way down. We visited Texas again on this trip. That's real cow country, you know. I was sure of it when the governor shook hands with me one finger at a time. And I sure stayed a lot of hotels on this trip. I now have the only bathroom in Hollywood with towels marked his, hers, and Statler. Business was good everywhere, but money is getting a little scarce around the country. I won't say how tight money was, but I got a $5 bill in one town, and both of Lincoln's eyes were bloodshot. When we arrived in Providence, the band was playing Columbia, the Gem of the Ocean, and an NBC man said, egad, have they bought that too? It really was foggy at the airport this morning. When our plane landed, I bent over and kissed the ground. And a gopher looked up at me and said, "Of course, you know that means we're engaged."
From St. Johnsbury, Vermont, to San Jose, California, all across the country, Swan wrappers are pouring in to care. Yes, America has opened its heart to the 30 million little children in Europe who need soap almost as desperately as they need food. Soap helps prevent disease. Nothing fights germs like cleanliness. And a little thing like soap boosts morale, too. Let's not forget that. And now, soap is actually going to be sent abroad, lots of it, with your help. It's the Great Care Swan Soap Campaign. The campaign to send white floating swan to kids in Europe through Care, that great nonprofit, government-approved organization which has already delivered so many packages to the needy in Europe. Here's how the Care Swan campaign works. Just buy two or more cakes of Swan soap. Keep the soap for your own use. And mail the wrappers, 2 or 10 or a dozen if you want, to Care, C-A-R-E, Boston 1, Massachusetts, or to your local NBC station. For every 2 wrappers received, Lever Brothers Company will send a regular size cake of Swan through Care to some little kid over there. Delivery is guaranteed.
You'll want to get in on this great plan of Swan's. Just remember, over in Europe, there are 30 million little kids who need soap. And who knows, maybe if some of that dirt is washed away, there might be a smile showing. So start those Swan wrappers coming to Care, won't you?
All wrappers must be mailed before August 1st, 1949. The address again is Care, C-A-R-E, Boston 1, Massachusetts, or your local NBC station. Start your Swan wrappers coming tomorrow.
Here's another tune by those Oscar snatchers, Evans and Livingston. Their latest effort written for the Paramount picture, Sorrowful Jones. And who could introduce it better than Doris Day?
Stars look down, they seem to say, maybe love is on its way. I'm having a wonderful wish. Time you were here, the town's awake, and so am I, in no mood to just sit by. I'm having a wonderful wish. Time you were here, couples on the corner laughing, loving, make me feel so alone. I'd really like to do some loving in a twosome all my own. Why must they keep the moon so bright? I won't sleep a wink tonight. I'm having a wonderful wish.
She's been waiting so long.
Time you were here.
Couples on the corner laughing, loving, make me feel so alone.
I'd really like to do some loving in a twosome all my own. Why must they keep the moon so bright? I won't sleep a wink tonight. I'm having a wonderful wish, been waiting so long.
Time you were here, my darling.
Time you were here.
Thanks, Doris. You sang that song even better than you did at my party the other night.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
Is that the first one of my parties you've been to this year?
Oh, no, Bob. I've been to all of them, don't you remember? I bought a season ticket, paid $14 for it.
Oh, yes. That's one of the bleacher seats in my front room, yeah. But this party was sure different, wasn't it, Doris? You know, I gave it for the crew of the United Airlines plane that took us on our trip.
Oh, I know, and it was certainly clever of you to fix your house up so it looked like an airplane. Why, you even had wings in the sides of it and landing wheels painted out in front.
Yeah, the wings should have had flaps, but Sidney Greenstreet refused to sit up there in his underwear. But the people were sure surprised when they arrived to find my house looking like an airplane.
Yes, and when Les Brown's drummer walked in, I noticed for the first time he was only 3 feet tall.
Yeah, I should have told him about that propeller on the front porch.
Oh, you know, I had a lot of fun at the party, and I sure liked the plane crew, especially Captain Kesick.
Well, what about him?
Oh, he had such nice technique. When he met me, he kissed my hand, Bob.
Yeah, those pilots are all alike. They start on your hand and try for altitude. Boy, those aviators really went for that food, didn't they?
Yes, what there was of it. Bob, why do you serve such small portions?
Were they small?
Small. It was bad enough that the steaks were tiny, but when anybody asked for some ketchup, you served it out of a ballpoint pen. And what was that platter of stuff you had in the middle of the table? Nobody could figure out what it was.
Yeah, I made that myself. I call it chicken surprise.
Surprise? The part I got looked bewildered.
Well, the part of the chicken it came from can't see where it's going. Yeah, but you'll have to admit that gravy was something.
Oh, it was something, but it wasn't gravy. Thickest stuff I ever saw.
Oh, stop exaggerating. The gravy wasn't so thick.
Not much. It's the first time I ever saw anybody slice it up and then deal it.
Well, all I know is people called me the next day and said they never had a better time.
Hello, Mr. Howe.
Oh, hello, Miss Ryan.
We were just talking about Bob's party the other night, which reminds me, Miss Ryan, I didn't see you dancing very much.
Well, don't you know why? The orchestra made me leave the floor. They said when I danced, I threw them off the beat.
Well, how could you do that?
Oh, I don't know, unless it was the swishing noise from my corduroy bloomers.
Oh, yes. They're the latest thing, aren't they? I saw them advertise in Sears Roebuck's harness section.
Of course, I shouldn't do very much dancing anyway on account of my weak back.
Oh, is your back weak?
Oh, I should say so. If it wasn't for that extra wide scotch tape and a starch bath every day, my spine would dangle like a petunia.
Well, have you seen an osteopath?
Yes, and he took an X-ray picture of my spine, and when he developed it, he made 5,000 copies.
5,000 copies? Why?
He sold them to the Automobile Club as a new route to Lake Arrowhead.
But you did have a good time at my party, eh, Miss Ryan?
Oh! I haven't had such a good time since we put on the candy bazaar at my club.
Oh, you mean last month when the girls in your club made candy and sold it?
Yes.
Oh.
They were candy kisses, and we sold them to the men. When somebody bought a box, they had to kiss the woman who they bought it from.
How'd you do?
Well, Mrs. Schwartz isn't very good looking, but she sold 75 boxes, and I sold 75 too. Of course, Mrs. Schwartz and I got pretty tired of kissing each other.
Well, which one is Mrs. Schwartz?
Well, she's the one whose husband has a size 3 head.
Size 3?
Yes. He's got a job as mechanic for the new Buicks. He's the only man they could find with a head small enough to stick in those little portholes.
Oh, I remember him now. His wife uses his head to darn socks on. But tell me, Miss Ryan, how old are the other women in your club?
Oh, they're all about the same as me. We're at that in-between age.
You're at that in-between age?
Yes. Our hearts are with Tyrone Power, but our names are on the Saratan mailing list.
To be personal, but why didn't you ever get married?
Well, at one time I used to correspond with a boyfriend, and the romance was going fine until I got serious. You see, in my last letter to him, I said, I'm going to marry you if it's the last thing I ever do.
And what happened to him?
I never knew until I saw his picture in the paper the other day.
In what paper?
Oh, all of them. He's the man who sealed himself in that room for 10 years. Bye now.
Thank you, Miss Ryan. And now here is Hi Eberbeck to tell you how you can help get Swan soap over to 30 million little kids in Europe.
That's right, Bob. It's the Care Swan Soap campaign, and if everybody in the United States gets behind it, this campaign will get millions of cakes of soap over to those kids who really deserve a break.
Well, I know they will, Hi, because America's made up of folks like the neighbors of heroic little Roberta Lee Mason, who pitched in and built her a new house after that fire out in Des Plaines, Illinois. It's an American tradition to help the other fellow when he's down, and those little kids in Europe are down. They need soap. No wonder the Swan wrappers are pouring in. They're coming from the most generous people in the world.
Right, Bob, and here's the way the Care Swan Soap campaign works. Just buy lots of Swan. Keep the soap for your own use, and send the wrappers to Care, Boston 1, Massachusetts, or to your local NBC station. For every two wrappers received, Lever Brothers Company will send one regular-size cake of Swan to a needy child in Europe through Care.
Hi, I do hope everybody listening gets in on this Care Swan campaign. I just think it's wonderful sending soap to those little children in Europe.
Well, Doris, it's so easy to help. Remember, just send Swan wrappers, two or as many as you want, to Care, Boston 1, Massachusetts, or to your local NBC station. And all Swan wrappers must be mailed before August 1st. So how about it? Start those Swan wrappers coming tonight.
Les Brown and his band opens tonight at the Palladium here in Hollywood. We'll all be there to jump with those musical gypsies. All of us, including Billy Farrell, ladies and gentlemen.
I let my heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart in two. You held my dreams like worthless grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through. I brought you joy, and dear, I loved you so. But all that sunshine didn't make the roses grow. If you don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to love.
I brought you joy, and dear, I loved you so.
But all that sunshine didn't make the roses grow. If you don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to love. Careless hands that can't hold on to love.
Mr. Billy Farrell with Les Brown and his band tonight at the Palladium. And ladies and gentlemen, here's the gal I had the pleasure of working with in the forthcoming Paramount picture, Sorrowful Jones, my favorite redhead, Lucille Ball, right here. Gee, you're looking lovely tonight, Lucille. And what a hairdo.
Oh, you like it, huh?
Yeah. If you get together with the boy with the green hair, you'd make a great traffic signal.
Well, Bob, it is nice seeing you. We haven't seen each other since we made Sorrowful Jones.
Yes, Sorrowful Jones, a Paramount picture starring Lucille Ball and Bob Hope.
Soon to be seen at your neighborhood theater.
Good, clean entertainment for the whole family.
Loges, $1. General admission, 85 cents.
And if you miss the picture, we'd be glad to come to your house with a projector. Bob Welsh will be there with the popcorn. Barney Dean with the butter. You know I'm a lucky man, Lucille.
What do you mean, Bob?
Well, in 1 year, I worked with you in Sorrowful Jones and in The Pale Face with Jane Russell.
Yeah, I bet you've got all the romantic leading men in Hollywood worried.
You said it. Cary Grant's so worried, he's having another dimple drilled in his chin. But I loved working with you. You're the first actress that's never made a crack about my nose.
Well, your nose never bothered me, Bob. In fact, I appreciated it when I was working at Paramount.
What do you mean?
It was such an easy place to hang my coat every morning.
But you got to admit, we had a lot of fun doing the love scenes, Lucille.
Oh, I meant to ask you, Bob. In the last scene, where we kissed and I hugged you so tightly...
Yes?
Did I hurt you, honey?
No, you just let the air out of my shoulder pad. Sort of a sympathy laugh. I didn't like that.
Really, Bob, I hope we get to make another picture together soon. I love working over at Paramount. Every morning, a little old lady would come into my dressing room, sweep up the place, empty the ashtrays, dust the furniture. I was so pleased with the service, I gave her a quarter every morning.
That Crosby makes a fortune in tips.
That little old lady was Crosby?
Yes, you just didn't recognize him in his dust cap and house coat.
Oh, I think that's terrible.
What are you complaining about? Somebody got me a blind date with him once. Think how I felt rolling that lard around. But enough of the mildewed Mel Torme. How's your... I made quite a production out of that, don't you think? Say, how's your radio show, My Favorite Husband, coming along? You're on that other network, aren't you?
You mean CBS?
Please, Lucille, that's like singing the Missouri Waltz in Drew Pearson's house. Please. Anyway, it's not CBS anymore. They changed the name to BSC.
BSC?
Yeah, Benny's still counting.
Well, I'm happy over there, Bob, and my show has a Hooper rating of 12. That means, theoretically, that 12 million people listen to me.
Oh, that's nothing. I've got a Hooper in 93.
93?
Yeah, that's the age of the old lady in Pasadena that listens to me. Tell me, Lucia, what's your show about?
Well, it's called My Favorite Husband, and in it, I'm married to a man who never grumbles and who, no matter how bad things get, always has a cheery word.
Who's your husband, Gabriel Heater? I wish you could see some of those married couples I saw on my last tour. You'd really have some material.
What do you mean?
Well, for instance, take that couple in Kentucky. Howdy, Ma.
Howdy, Pa. Home from work?
Yep, and I got big news for you, Ma. I got a raise today.
You mean you got more money?
Nope, the still blew up.
Well, Pa, we're going to set down to supper soon. You'd better wash up.
Wash up again?
Land sakes, Pa. When's the last time you did wash?
Now, let me see. This is Tuesday. Before that was Monday, Sunday. Next Saturday be 10 years.
Paul, how can you go for 10 years without washing?
Willpower. Here, Ma, have a chaw to back up.
Thanks, Paul.
Ma.
Yes, Paul.
That's my thumb. My tobacco's in the other hand.
I've got news for you, Paul.
What is it, Ma?
There'll soon be the pitter-patter of little feet upstairs.
Well, guess it's time to DDT again. Hey, okay, Ma, get the children in the house and we'll eat.
All right, I'll get Lem, Clam, Rufus, Walter, Albert, Effie Mae, Janie, Betty Lou, Charles, Cy, Jack, Fred, George, Nellie, Billy, Clarence, Hiram, Helen, and Jean.
And I'll get John, Harvey, Cletus, Zeke, Daniel, Judy, Joe, Nancy, Carolyn, Bertie, Eleanor, Little Daisy, Sam, Kate, Tom, Abner, and Teddy.
Well, that takes care of the twins. Who'll get the single ones?
And another interesting husband and wife I ran across, Lucille, was a Brooklyn cab driver and his bride. Hey, hi there, Rita.
Hello, Allie.
Boy, it's good to be home. I'm beat. I had a tough day today.
Some tough day. Hanging around the polo grounds, kicking DeRocher. by the way, I got a little surprise for you. I was talking to Mother today.
Your mother?
Not mother, mother. A mother is a horse.
I know. If your old lady hadn't broken her leg, she'd have won as much money as citation.
Should talk. Your family's no bargain either.
I beg your pardon. My father happened to be a great lawyer.
Well, he had to be. Your mother was a pickpocket.
keep quiet.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah.
Me, married to a cab driver. Ain't you got no ambition? What'd you want to be when you were a little boy?
A little girl.
A little girl?
Yeah, I always wanted a sister. Now let me alone. Fine reception I get after I had such a big day out in the street with my cab.
A big day. What happened? You run over a cop?
No, I got a $10 tip.
Oh, a $10 tip. Oh, well, goodness. I just love them, Biggy Wiggy Elsie Welsy. Rita Wita's going to kissy wissy, my great big daddy Elekin.
What happened? I already blew the tin. I bought a couple of drinks for the boys at the corner saloon.
Oh, of all the nerve. You're always down at the saloon. Why don't you drink at home with me?
I'd rather see elephants and snakes like the other fellas.
That does it, you brute. I'm going home to Mother. And if I leave here, our marriage is through, see? You'll never hear my voice again. You'll never eat another one of my meals again. If I leave here, you'll never see my face again. Now, what do you got to say?
Taxi lady?
For the memory of the progress being made in the cancer drive to aid.
Research for cure that you ensure.
With every cent that's paid.
We thank you so much.
And thanks for the memory of doctors whose great role is curbing cancer's toll.
Let's underwrite the doctor's fight.
Help them reach their goal.
We thank you so much.
I want to thank Lucille Ball very much. Folks, if you were living in one of the battered towns of Europe and somebody gave you a choice between a gold wristwatch and a cake of soap, you'd reach for the soap. In thousands of homes in Europe tonight, the soap dish is empty, and believe me, it's tough on a mother's heart to see her children with grimy bodies and know that she's fighting a losing battle against dirt and disease. And that's why it's so wonderful of you folks mailing all those Swan soap wrappers to CARE, Boston 1, Massachusetts. You know, of course, that for every two Swan wrappers you send to CARE, Boston 1, Massachusetts, our sponsor is sending one cake of Swan free to the kids of Europe. And, brother, are you ever sending in the Swan wrappers? It's wonderful. The need for soap for Europe's children is great. The more Swan wrappers you send in, the more kids will be clean and healthy. Here's a cable from Robert Blake, Director of American Aid to France. Meeting soap needs indispensable to restoration of decent health standards. Best wishes and success in campaign. Pierre Schneider, French Minister of Health, cables. All success to radio campaign bringing more health through CARE to war-damaged countries. Isn't this an easy way to do a wonderful deed, folks? Just mail two Swan wrappers to CARE, Boston 1, Massachusetts, and a sponsor we're mighty proud to work for will put another cake of Swan in those empty soap dishes in Europe. Thank you, and good night.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, is my hair fairest of them all?
It is when you use Rave cream shampoo. Rave leaves your hair so clean, so soft, and yet so very easy to manage. Easy to manage because the pure lanolin in Rave is specially blended with other important ingredients to make hair behave, even on shampoo day. Your hair will be well-groomed if you use Rave. R-A-Y-V-E. Rave cream shampoo.
From Hollywood, California, the soap that gives you a better break, Swan Soap, another fine product of Lever Brothers Company, has presented The Bob Hope Show with Lucille Ball, Doris Day, Bill Farrell, Irene Ryan, Les Brown and his orchestra, and yours truly, Hi Averback.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
So you heard Bob Hope talk to Lucille Ball about her new show, which was new at that time in May of 1949, My Favorite Husband, which we have already aired on our podcast. So just take a look in the archives of our podcast, and you can listen to all of the episodes that I've been able to find of My Favorite Husband in the order in which they were originally aired. And of course, we know that that show turned into the television series I Love Lucy. Now, there was mention also of their movie that they were just in, Sorrowful Jones, which there's a picture on our website of that movie poster that of the movie Sorrowful Jones that Bob Hope and Lucille Ball had just been in. And then, of course, very shortly after this, they made the movie Pale Face, which both of those are very funny movies. If you want to listen to a little more about Lucille Ball, of course, you can listen to any of the podcasts that we've done for My Favorite Husband, or also go back in to the archives to July of 2020, where Lucille Ball had been a guest on Bob Hope's show before. We do have a listener email from Alex, who wrote, "Love this podcast. Are all these recordings in the public domain?" Well, yes, Alex, all of these recordings are in the public domain, and that is how I am able to get them and broadcast them on this podcast. I get them from places like archive.org and roughly in a dozen other places that have old-time radio programs available. And of course, there's a lot of other things available, especially on archive.org, besides old-time radio programs, but books that have been scanned that are in the public domain, movies and television shows and a lot of other things that are in the public domain that are available out there. Now, what I do and what others like me do, people like Adam Graham on his podcast, Great Detectives of Old Time Radio, is that we comb through all of these various sources, collect all of the shows for a given series, like, for instance, the Bob Hope show or My Favorite Husband, and put them all together, because you could go to someplace like archive.org and find maybe of all the, say there were 200 shows in a series, and you might find 100 of them out there, and you'll have to go to another site and find more shows. And so you got, if you want to listen to them all together in chronological order, you got a lot of detective work to do of going out and searching all those different websites, seeing which have been mislabeled, which have been maybe not labeled at all, and finding duplicate shows and missing shows, and trying to piece together as many of these old shows as you can, put them in order, and then put them all in one place. And of course, we not only do that, but we provide commentary as well. So those of us like Adam Graham and myself who have these types of podcasts where we provide old-time radio shows in a series in the order in which they aired, we put a lot of work, a lot of effort into making this happen, which is why I encourage you to support my show and other shows like it, because we certainly can use that financial support, because it costs us a lot of time, and it does cost money to put on a podcast, to put it on the air. There, you have to have a computer, you have to have equipment, there's the hosting that you have to pay for, so there's a lot of financial expense as well. So that's why I do ask for people to donate or to become a patron of the show to help keep this show on the air, because we do provide a valuable service to old-time radio listeners who want to be able to go out, listen to a series in the order in which it was aired, and know that, hey, that's pretty much all the shows that still exist because someone's done the work of finding them and putting them in order. So those of you who do support the show, thank you very much. And that is kind of a long answer to the question, are these shows in the public domain? Yes, they are. You can always Google public domain and old time radio if you want to get all the legalese concerning this. But the short answer is yes, they are in the public domain. We would not do a show that is not. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Wednesday for another episode of The Bob Hope Show and check in on Friday for the next installment of The Life of Riley. Until we meet again, in the words of Benjamin Franklin, be at war with your vices, at peace with your neighbors, and let every new year find you a better man.